Hi, everybody, and welcome to Observing with Webb for May 2009. There's not too much going on in May for us in the Northern Hemisphere. However, there are some good opportunities to see the planets and the moon close together. We have to say goodbye to Orion the Hunter, as he is no longer visible, but the summer triangle on the opposite side is starting to make its appearance once the sun sets. This month, telescopers can actually see the moon Titan have its shadow transit across Saturn. If you'd like more details about this, just go to the website and you'll see some more details in the show notes. Now I'll go over the events, the planets that are visible for the month, and the constellations that we'll see at different times of the night. As far as the moon goes for events, on the 3rd, it'll be very close to Saturn from our perspective. Saturn will be the brightest, quote, star near the moon. All you got to do is look south, about halfway up toward the zenith. The zenith being the spot straight up above you. Also, on the 21st, the moon will be very close to Venus from our perspective. Just find the moon toward the east before sunrise, and you may be able to get both of them into one binocular view. This is also a good chance for amateur astrophotographers, or even if you've never taken a picture before of the stars, go out and find the moon and Venus and take a picture. Hopefully it shows up to be pretty good. I plan on doing that myself. You may even see Mars hanging around the Moon and Venus at that point as well. Now the full moon will be on the 9th of May, which is known as the Planting Moon or the Milk Moon. And the new moon, which brings us the darkest skies, is on the 24th. The International Space Station actually makes a lot of appearances this month, but two of the best would be the 12th and the 14th. On the 12th, you'll be able to see it for a little over 5 minutes. Around 9:13, the International Space Station will be a bright moving point of light in the west southwest and head toward the northeast in an arc almost overhead and set around 9:18. This is very, very cool because it's just this very, very bright point of light. It outshines almost all of the stars. It's really easy to track. This will also happen on the 14th for about 5 minutes again, except this time it will be from 8:29 p.m. until about 8:35 p.m. Spaceweather.com/flybys has more information for your particular spot on the Earth where you'll be able to see it. Now, the only other event is on the 15th. This is for telescopes only. You can actually see Titan's shadow transit across Saturn from 1:30 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. on May 15th. It would be a great thing to see if you have a webcam set up to your telescope. You can actually take a video of it, although I'm sure there'll be plenty of videos out there anyway. And now on to the five naked eye planets. Mercury is only really visible for the first week of May after sunset. As always, it's pretty close to the sun because, well, it's the innermost planet. But then it'll pass into the glare of the sun. So if you've got to see it in the beginning of the month. Venus, one of my favorite planets to look at, is visible in the AM around 25 degrees above the horizon in the east, pretty much for all of the month. It's one of my favorites because it is the brightest point of light in the sky, other than the moon, even though the moon's not a point. But it is brighter than everything else except for the moon whenever it's out for the most part. And if you have binoculars or a telescope, you can actually see its phases. It goes through phases just like the moon, gibbous and crescent and such. Now let's step Earth, of course, we're on. Mars will be hanging out around Venus for this month as well. All you got to do is look to the east, find Venus, and then look a little left and down to find the red, quote, star that is Mars. And of course, that is in the morning right before sunrise. Jupiter rises between 3 a.m. and 1 a.m., depending on what time of the month you're looking, and is visible low on the horizon in the southeast until sunrise. That's where that will be rising between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m., so you have to stay up late to see Jupiter. And lastly, Saturn. Probably the best one to look for because it's visible almost all of the night for the entire month. Just look in the southeast after sunset, about halfway between the horizon and the zenith. Horizon being straight ahead, zenith being straight above. And just watch it track toward the west until it sets between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. And you can check out the rings with good binoculars or even a telescope. Telescopers, again, can see the transit of Titan's shadow. Titan is one of the moons of Saturn, and we're in a great part of our orbit and Saturn's orbit that we can see lots of moons going in front of and behind the moon or behind Saturn. And Titan, its biggest one, will have its shadow go across it on the 15th. So if I look up at the sky, what constellations am I going to see? Well, let's just go with looking straight up. Around sunset, which is around 8 p.m. for us on the 40th parallel, you'll be able to see Cancer and Leo almost straight up. They're a little bit down, but you're able to see Cancer and Leo. If you wait a couple hours to 10 p.m., you'll be able to see the feet of Ursa Major. And if you wait till midnight, you'll actually be able to see Bootes, or Bootes, however you want to say it. It's up to you. Now, to find Bootes, or Bootes, you got to find its brightest star. So how do you do that? Well, if you can find the Big Dipper, which is usually pretty easy to find, it's high in the sky now, and it's upside down. All you have to do is find the handle and follow the arc of the handle to Arcturus, which is the brightest star in Bootes. In the early morning, if you wait up that long, straight up above you'll be able to see Lyra the harp, which is one of my favorites, Hercules, and Cygnus, Lyra and Cygnus being two of the summer triangle. And you see, that's telling us that summer is right around the corner. Just some general constellation finding tips. If you look to the east, you'll be able to see Lyra, Cygnus, Aquila, and Delphinus. Those constellations, Lyra, Cygnus, and Aquila, have the three brightest stars of the summer constellations. Those stars are Vega, Deneb, and Altair, respectively. Those bright stars create the summer triangle, which will be seen earlier and earlier as the summer goes by. Well, I hope this podcast has helped you gain some knowledge and encouragement to go outside and look at the sky. If you have any questions, please email them to me or leave them on the website. I'll be happy to answer them in the next podcast, whatever they may be. Also, don't forget to check out the links. There are a lot of links there to discover more and more about the night sky and more about your night sky if you're not on the 40th parallel like I am. Please let me know if you have any stories about going out there and seeing what you see. And take pictures, send them in, I'll post them up. I wish you all clear skies and happy observing.